This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gavin Newsom about to get appointed to the the Democrats' run for president. I'm telling you right now, there's a sign that I saw, clear as day. You just got to know what to look for. You probably don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is one of the biggest signs that's come around in a while, and most people are going to have missed it. And I'll bet you when you hear when I talk about this segment of this particular program today, you're going to say, Kevin, I missed it. I didn't catch it. You ready? He's proposed, Gavin Newsom, slashing the climate change, housing, and clean energy programs in California to plug an estimated $38 billion deficit. Yep. California's got a $291 billion state spending plan for 2024 and 2025. And here's what they read, how this reads. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office predicted last month that California's budget deficit would be $68 billion, but Newsom said it was much lower. He proposed covering the financial shortfall by tapping $13 billion from reserves, trimming $8.5 billion from programs, deferring some spending to the future and spreading it out over more years. In other words, Gavin Newsom is trying to act like he's got austerity. He's fixing the budget. He's going to balance it. And by the way, California goes through this every cycle for a certain period of time. They have a budget deficit, and you know what happens? You are forced to bail them out. They said Newsom's plan includes $8.5 billion in spending cuts, with about half those cuts spread across various housing and climate programs. Yeah. Liberals have long pushed climate change and housing programs as part of their agenda. Newsom will now spend the next 6 months negotiating a final plan with the legislature, which is also controlled by his party. The budget year begins July 1 for California. They're prepping him. They're giving this guy the ability to say, look, I realize that there are times when we've got to be austere. We have to make some very difficult cuts in California, and one of those was on my agenda. It was happened to be with climate change. He's going to try to present himself as a moderate. Yeah. They said the decline in revenue comes from the drop in the stock market and delayed tax collection last year because of winter storms. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle. So the drop in the stock market, huh, I wonder whose fault that is. Must be Donald Trump's. They said Newsom vowed not to roll back his previous major spending commitments, including, you ready, free kindergarten for all four-year-olds and free health insurance for all low-income adults, regardless of immigration status. So he's ready to cut climate change because he needs those votes. When you want to know how the left is looking at something, just think of how they measure. They are ready to give up on an initiative that is bringing them crazy money, and they're going to let these illegals come in and get all kinds of goodies, because those illegals are planning for the long run, future Democrat voters, FDVs. Said he wants the legislature to consider delaying a planned, you ready, minimum wage increase for healthcare workers. So he's reneging on a deal that he agreed to do with them. Law that was it got signed into law last year. But now he's going, ooh, can't do that. They said he stopped short of calling California's budget deficit a crisis, but his plan to cover the deficit, including pulling more than $13 billion from the state's reserves, an action that will require him to declare a fiscal emergency. Go back and look. The California fiscal emergencies, they've had multiples. I want to repeat, they do this over and over, and then we have to bail them out. They said legal analyst Gabrielle Pettick that Newsom's estimates were reasonable, but added they fall on the optimistic side of what we consider to be plausible. His office stood by the estimate that it made. Says the rest of the deficit will be covered by a combination of, you ready, delays, deferrals, borrowing, and shifting expenses to other funds. In other words, it's not going to be fixed with hard work ethic and paying off the bills and you know, austerity and cutting back things. It's going to be delays and all this other stuff. But, as I mentioned, he's definitely tapping into sacred cows. They're no longer eating fat. They've cut down to the meat. They go on to say, Newsom, who's been mentioned as a future presidential candidate, proposed to cut $2.9 billion in climate change spending, including a $40 million program that helps local and regional governments fight the impact of extreme heat, and $23.5 million for a pilot program to deploy zero-emission trucks that transport goods from ports. This is the biggest sign of Newsom replacing Joe Biden of anything that's out there. Forget the DeSantis-Newsom debate. This is a sign. They said he's also going to postpone until 2027 to 2028 some $600 million in spending programs to help motorists replace gas vehicles with hybrid and zero emissions versions. They said he's going to keep a $1.4 billion plan to conserve 30% of the state's lands and coastal waters. However, the plan delays $200 million until 2026 through 2028 on rebates to homeowners who install solar panels. He's kicking the can down the road on green energy in California. Why? Why do you think this is happening right now? Is it budget-driven? Of course, part of it's budget-driven. He's run California's budget again into the red. More than it's ever been. I bet this is the largest budget deficit of California's history. I remember when it was $20 billion, and they were talking about where they're going to get the money. And then Joe Biden, well, I know it wasn't Trump, but I think Barack Obama bailed him out the first time. People are crooks at the highest level. And all this is right now is to make Gavin Newsom look moderate. Not look like the energy guy that he is, the Gestapo energy guard. Not look like the guy who shut down his state. To make him look a little more palatable. You'll watch the news cycle, how many times he gets mentioned now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys hear me talk often about family, friends, things like that. I got to tell you a quick story. I have a cousin. Her name is Missy. We grew up together like brother and sister, very, very close. First cousin, my Uncle Willie's daughter, and he passed away a couple years ago, last January. And one of my, I mean, he was like, I don't want to say he was a surrogate dad. I never thought of him as a dad. I always thought of him more as a big brother because we were raised so close together. And my grandmother, his mother, ended up raising me and my brother. And even though we called him Uncle Willie, I mean, he was like a big brother. And I tell everybody this, my uncle was, he was the fittest guy you've ever seen. In his 70s, this guy was built like a brick crap house, okay? He could have been on the cover of Men's Fitness. And always was in the weight room, always lifting weights. He was a bouncer, a good-looking guy, had a beautiful voice. He was a handsome man, very handsome man. I mean, Missy's beautiful, beautiful young lady, very lovely. Anyway, he and my aunt Margaret, she's married to him. He's my actual relative. But anyway, I call her Aunt Margaret because she's married to him. And that's who I always knew as his first wife. Well, they got divorced years ago. Missy and Curtis were my cousins through him. And as I said, we all grew up together as running the streets in San Antonio. Every time we visited, we all got together. Every single time we saw Missy and Curtis. Well, when they got divorced, my aunt and my uncle, it was acrimonious to say the least. So they moved away. I don't even know where they moved to, but we didn't get to see them. So fast forward, keep in mind, we played together as kids up until the time I was probably 10 or 11. Missy's probably, at the time, 6 or 7. She's 4 or 5 years younger than I am, 5 or 6 years maybe. So anyway, they moved away. We moved, you know, didn't see them. Kirk and I go to military school. I end up moving back to Dallas. I go to SMU, and I'm at a Pep Boys. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a reason for this story. There always is when I'm telling you a story. So go to Pep Boys. Hadn't seen Missy Curtis in years. Didn't really talk to him because, as I said, it was acrimonious, and my aunt was very standoffish if we wanted to talk to that side of the family. It was really weird, but it was what it was. But we always, you know, there was always a longing for my cousins that I grew up with, you know, as little kids. And I remember when Missy and Curtis were born, and in fact, my brother and I had to loan my uncle money for Missy to be born. He never paid me the money back, but that's a whole other story. So I'm at this Pep Boys, and I'm getting something from my car, and I'm looking up. It's a thing to try to talk to the guy behind the counter, and I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about this, that, and the other. I don't even know what I was getting. And I see a person walk over to my left, a girl, and you know how somebody gets into your frame of vision, and you kind of turn to look at him. So I give a quick turn to look at her, and I look back at the guy, and then I went, wait a minute, and I turned back to look because I did one of these age progression things in my head, and I'm like, if that were, you know, 10 years, 15 years later, that would be Missy. And I look at her, and she looks at me with the same look, and then she just bursts into tears and gives me a hug. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And she's hugging me, oh, cousin. And it was you would have thought it was being filmed for some Oprah special, but it was my cousin Missy. We hadn't seen each other in ages, you know, stunningly beautiful young lady, exactly how I figured she grew up. And then, of course, we're standing there talking, well, mama moved here, and then mama, we moved here, and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. And I talked to daddy every now and then, and we caught up a little bit, and that was that. So the next time I see her, she's getting married. So, bringing the family. We all get together. I'm excited again. It's like my sister is getting married, even though she was my cousin. But I always thought of Missy and Monica and Jeannie. Those are my three first cousins that grew up together as my sister. So we go to her wedding. She gets married. We do the whole ceremony. It was a beautiful moment. We get, you know, weddings are fun because that's when everybody looks their best. You know, that and maybe funerals. But this was a happy celebration. So go to her thing. So anyway, she ends up, she has twins, little twin boys, and see, you know, down the road. And I get this text over the holiday. And this is where I'm leading to, and I'm probably giving you way too much information you don't really care about. But this is family. This is just crazy how family works. So I get a text, hey, cousin, just thinking about you, blah, 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 and I'm thinking about you. And so she says, she says to me, you know, I listen to your radio show. And I was like, what? You listen to my show? She's like, yeah, I listen to your show. So we were texting. Haven't talked to her since. But I bring it up for this reason. I don't know who's what in my family. I don't know. I couldn't have told you what Missy's politics. We call her Missy. Her real name's Loretta. I couldn't tell you what her politics were because we don't talk about it. Never have. Now, I will tell you this. Her daddy, my Uncle Willie, one time, he called me up. He said, hey, nephew, he said, I saw you on CNN, and you for Trump or something. or yeah. And he got, you a Republican. And I was like, yeah, you know, we always, it was so much fun to talk to my uncles because they were my uncles, but they were like big brothers. And so he says to me, he goes, man, I'm hearing you talk on Don Lemon's show. I'm thinking I'm going to have to come whoop you. And I said to him, I hate to burst your bubble, But those days have passed. You can't whoop me anymore. I mean, you're a tough guy, but you ain't ready for your nephew. And he chuckled and whatever. But it was funny because we had such great communication after that. And I'll tell you one other story about him. When my grandmother got sick, and was my uncle was not he's not a touchy-feely loving guy. And when his mother, my grandmother got sick, Melissa and I went and we took care of her and when she was in hospice, and we were there really until she died. And I was so upset because she had bed sores, and I was like, man, you and your brother should be ashamed of yourself. And I chastised him and said, and we took care of her, we got her right and all this. And my uncle, he still wasn't checked in. Well, my grandmother passed away and he called me. And he was like, hey, man, couldn't have done it. Couldn't have done it. I wanted to. Just didn't have it in him, you know. And because it was a tough thing to watch my grandmother die. But that was the first time my uncle said to me, I love you. And after that, he said it all the time. It was so cool, you know, to have that kind of a breakthrough with him. Because it was like, he recognized that I'd grown up to become a man that had to take on that responsibility. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it for you. And he couldn't. So I had to step up. Melissa and I had to step up. But anyway, back to Missy. So Missy listens to the show. And I'm going to presume she's listening because I make sense. And I often talk about my family members that I go, man, some of them are just so far gone on the other side. They don't listen to reason. They have no spirituality. They know I'm smart, but they don't want to listen to what I have to say. But I'm going to presume my cousin Missy, Miss Loretta, does. But it was so good to know that she's a supporter of what I do.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We talked the other day about Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, who had elective surgery on his on his prostate. I'm not laughing at his issues with his prostate. I'm just not. But I'm laughing that they call that elective surgery. I mean, really and truly, all surgery is elective because you have to make a decision you want it. But I think when they think about elective surgery, they're thinking about plastic surgery. And one of the guys, he talks about it. Who is it? He's an attorney. I think we may even have the clip.
So now we go back to this breaking news because we're learning more about the condition of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, obviously one of the most powerful people in the U.S. government, as many men across the country have been treated for prostate cancer. But then there were some complications, and he was in ICU. Joining me on the phone, Dr. Mark Siegel, NYU Langone Medical Center Professor of Medicine and a Fox News contributor. Dr. Siegel, always good to have you with us today. I'm curious, obviously you haven't treated him yourself, but you have listened to the statement by the doctor who did treat him about the infection that followed a week later and what they found and how they treated it. Can you give us your take on what you heard in the statement from the doctor who is on this case?
Yes, and Martha, good to be with you. And I have to tell you, I think there's more obfuscation going on here. Even now, I'll explain. First of all, Secretary Austin should have come forward because 2.5 times more black men get prostate cancer than white men and 2.5 times die more. And we're trying forever in the doctor's office to increase our screening. So he could have been and still can be a spokesperson for that fact. Secondly, they call this an elective procedure, but this is major surgery from the way I'm reading it. Minimally invasive, to me, that implies they use the robot, the Da Vinci robot, which is a huge step forward. So it's can be done through two very small incisions, if I'm right, that they used a Da Vinci, and you don't lose a lot of blood, and it's a major, major step forward, and he's probably cured. We pray to God that he's cured. But that is not what I would call an elective procedure, even if technically it is, because you don't have to have it emergently. People think of nose jobs as elective procedures or something cosmetic. This is elective technically, but I think it's the wrong term to use. And minimally invasive implies it's minor when it shows biotechnological advances that we can now do that. Then to your question, he develops an infection, which can happen after any surgery. And then, you know, they thought it was urinary at first. Then they found fluid in the abdomen and it was pushing on the bowel and they had to decompress the bowel while they treated the infection. Again, modern medicine came to the rescue. And thank God he seems to be okay. This can happen after major surgery like this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So I want to play a couple of clips. This is Peter Ducey asking Kirby, the spokesperson for the Pentagon, about Austin being gone. And you may have heard this clip, but I want you to hear the torturous explanation that Kirby gives on this question. It's absolutely pathetic.
John, what kind of commander-in-chief is President Biden that at a time when American forces are under fire in the Middle East, he can go days without knowing that his defense secretary is in a hospital bed?
Peter, there's a lot to your question, so I want you to bear with me for just a second. Now, first of all, at no time was the ability for the United States military to defend our national security interests compromised. At no time was the commander-in-chief not always in command and control of our military forces around the world. And over the course of those days, we did take military action, action that he approved, taking out a senior militia commander in Iraq with what we call a dynamic strike, a strike that he had approved many days before, for which the theater commander had full permission to execute. We did shoot down drones and missiles in the Red Sea, our ships at sea, because he made sure they had the existing authorities and the capabilities and the training to do that. So he has been on top of these issues all the way throughout. Now, look, where your question kind of gets to is, and I've seen some of the sniping out there, you know, how effective can the process be if the secretary can be gone and we don't know about it? I think what you need to understand, and what I hope people will understand, is that the national security decision-making process does not require, in fact, should not require, cabinet-level officials being the sole people in the room making decisions on any given day. You staff these things from the middle up, and then the cabinet officials, whether it's Secretary Blinken or Secretary Austin, come together as appropriate to make the key decisions, which happened.
What do you think? I love listening to those guys. He said, at no time were we at any risk. Oh, and by the way, we took military action. You know what he said? Let me tell you what he said without saying. And this is what if I were Peter Ducey, my follow-up question would have been, so what you're saying is, you don't really need Lloyd Austin. If you got all these checks and balances, you don't need him. Joe Biden was able to execute. And it's funny, they make it sound like Joe Biden is the man. Oh, he didn't have to know. See, Trump is a guy that could do that. You could get away with it. Ah, he was in the hospital. I don't care. I executed. But not Joe Biden. There's 15 different chains of command. But here's what's most interesting. He didn't need his affirmative action defense secretary. That's what Kirby is afraid to tell you. All that gobbledygook and that double talk is him saying, we don't need Lloyd Austin. We have to have him as a placeholder. He looks good on the picture. You know, because we got a lot of freaks in our midst. So having this guy makes it even better. Folks, this should scare you. This is the military leadership that has come up in the ranks through Obama and others. We're talking about since 2008. These are the people getting promoted. And this sucker, and we talked about it before, he doesn't even have the guts to say, I'm going to be out for a few days getting my elective surgery. Now, you remember when I did this on him, I said, what did he do? Did he get his male genitalia reattached or what? And Kirby, well, you know, elective surgery is prostate cancer? Since when? I mean, boob job, tummy tuck, that's elective surgery. Not prostate cancer. It's got cancer in it, for goodness sakes. What in the world are these people talking about? Let's play that second clip.
That is not uncommon that a principal's committee meeting, for whatever reason, the principal may not be able to attend.
Okay, thank you for all the detail on that. But more broadly, why should we believe anything that this administration tells us about anything ever again?
I think we all recognize, and I think the Pentagon has been very, very honest with themselves about the challenge to credibility by what has transpired here and how how hard it was for them to be fully transparent with the American people. I think we all recognize that. And wait, now just give me a second now. I know you got another one coming here, but we all recognize that this didn't unfold the way it should have on so many levels, not just the notification process up the chain of command, but the transparency issue. We all recognize that. And I think we all want to make sure we learn from that. It's up to you and your colleagues, and it's up to the American people to determine, you know, how much they're going to ascribe what happened here to our credibility on every single issue. But in every way, Secretary Austin has been an exceptional defense secretary.
They always want us to learn something. Welcome back, everybody. Listen to FBI Director Wray. You know, we've taken the precautions, and now, and we, you know, we all want to learn from this. What? How long have y'all been doing this? What do you mean you need to learn from this? Ducey's right. Why believe anything from this administration? And was it the Pentagon has been honest with itself about the challenge to credibility? What about the Biden administration and the challenge to its credibility? When Ducey says, why should we believe anything? He's saying, why should we believe that Joe Biden won in a fair election? Why should we believe that January 6th was an insurrection? Why should we believe that climate change is anything more than weather? Why should we believe, you know, go down the list. These are people that tell you that a border invasion is not happening, that Joe Biden is not only competent, he's not a crook. There is no border invasion. I mean, what lies are they not willing? I mean, they will tell you anything. The economy is booming. You didn't know this, right? It's booming. You are doing better under Joe Biden than you've done under any president. And if you don't believe it, just wait until the media tells you. Transparency. And then he goes on. We could learn from that. That's all they talk about. Learn from that. Look, I thought these guys were supposed to be the experts. They're supposed to be the right people for the job. They brought decency to everything. What do you need to learn from? That your Secretary of Defense needs to show up to his job on time? And that he needs to let you know when he's gone AWOL? And you should look, just keep Googling it and listening to this story. Watch how they placate. Well, he made some mistakes.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Another tentacle of the cabal to get Trump was revealed recently. It involved Fannie Willis. You know what a fanny is, right? It's a butt. Fannie Willis. We learned that Willis paid her boyfriend in an effort to get Donald Trump. And in the aftermath of these revelations, Fannie Willis addressed the black church in a statement. And let's just play you what Fannie Willis had to say in front of all these black parishioners.
All the glory I receive is His grace, not a perfect me.
Really?
We are at a time in history, people, Hear me on this.
Okay.
We are at a time in history when you can no longer sit back and just let other folks do.
Okay.
You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world. The Lord is completing us. We are not perfect. We need your prayer.
God is working on
it. We need to be allowed to stumble. We need grace.
Oh, she just stumbled.
With that kind of support, we will move mountains and do Jesus' will.
Oh, this is Jesus' will.
All the way.
Tell him, Fanny.
So this flawed, hard-headed, and imperfect child has a message for each of you today. Please find a way to do your extraordinary, God-given assignment and make this community and the world a better place for all of his people.
Just get Trump.
See, it is never about who you are.
It isn't Fanny.
It is always about the great I am and who he is.
This chick got herself in trouble. And now she's going to church. Yeah. Oh, boy. The sermon amounted to an admission of guilt, folks. Not that we needed it. We knew she was guilty. See, leftist elitists wanted to get Trump. But before I get to preaching up in here, let me tell you who I am. Kevin Jackson, folks. About to preach. The Kevin Jackson Network will set you free. That's right. Free at last. 844-551-8255. Yeah, see, if one wants to get on the radar of the leftist to get the riches that await, all you need to do is join the cabal. And apparently that's what Fannie Willis did. And then in what amounts to double dipping, Willis involved her boyfriend. And the judge presiding over the election fraud indictment case involving Donald Trump in Georgia has announced that a hearing is going to take place in February to address allegations against prosecutor Fannie Willis. Can I get an amen up in here? Oh, sister, Mr. Jackson, President Jeff, Reverend Jackson. Oh, my goodness. The claim asserts prosecutorial misconduct, and the facts have revealed that Willis inappropriately, appointed a romantic partner to lead the investigation, overpaid him, then took vacations with him. Are you want to talk about a trifecta? This chick, talk about needing to keep her man. She went all Stedman on this dude. Who she thinks she is, Oprah? She's Oprah when she's playing with the house money. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee declared on Friday that a hearing will be scheduled after Willis, who serves as the Fulton County DA, responds to a motion filed this week by one of Trump's co-defendants. The motion seeks to disqualify both Willis and Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor from the case. And so if you don't realize it, Nathan Wade is the paramour in question, Fanny's biatty, as my grandmother would say, her boyfriend, and probably her hopeful baby daddy. I want you to understand, all these people that have laid these traps for Donald Trump, that have set these schemes in motion, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Austin, John Austin, whatever, and Alvin Bragg. Three black Democrats and a white dude Democrat. Leftists to their rotten cores. All of them. I've said this many times. You guys have heard me say it on this radio show many times. I would have private investigators after every one of them. Their dirt would be aired in front for everybody to see. But here's what's funny. You don't even need a private investigator. They are so bold. Look at what Fannie did. Fannie showed her butt. Fannie gave her man over $750,000. Said, and the guy goes, I don't know how to do this. It's not my job. It's not in my wheelhouse. It would be like having a dude that does, wills and probate and making him a special prosecutor. Lawyers specialize. And Fannie hooked her man up. I have stated, folks, each of these prosecutors who have targeted Donald Trump should not only be investigated thoroughly, and I have little doubt what those investigations would yield. It would be, quite frankly, far more sinister than Fannie Willis, and Fannie's bad enough. Fannie epitomizes the deep state. Somebody told her, it'll make you, girl, you go get Donald Trump, you'll be a hero. And in fact, if while you go get him, you take this money, you give it to your boyfriend, the prosecutor, have him go look into stuff. Don't worry about it. We'll get the dirt for you. And then y'all just go have fun with that money. That's what they do. Leftists will steal your money, put you in jail, and rationalize it. There are people rationalize. There are people that want to firmly believe, want to pretend that Donald Trump is guilty. I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump's going to be the next, again, president of the United States. I talked about it in the first segment, the first hour of the show. I gave you the reason. The reason is Hertz going away from electric vehicles. And you're saying, Kevin, what the heck are you talking about? You're just tuning in. But Hertz going away from electric vehicles in the time of Joe Biden, in the time of dirty black energy being the worst thing you could do, and they want to go back to gas automobiles, they're telling you. They're hearing the rumblings. Corporate America is waking up from woke. Ford going back to is scrapping their plans. GM scrapping their plans. Tesla scaling back on EVs. You're going to see a lot of other people. You're going to see truck companies stop doing it. You're going to see fleets going, you know what, enough is enough. You're going to start seeing all kinds of pushback. And the same is true of Fannie. The same is true of Letitia. Same is true of Alvin. And the same is true of Jack. All these people should be in prison. Jack Smith's in trouble. I talked about this not that long ago. Trump's going to turn the tide on him. See, they didn't think Trump would continue to fight. They thought that he was going to be the typical Republican. So when Jack Smith and Merrick Garland decided they were going to indict Trump, they had no idea this man would fight like a cornered hyena. They've demanded all the communications between special counsel Jack Smith and Merrick Garland, the Republicans have. The deep state's hired gun indicted Trump on 37 counts in Miami in June. All the counts related to some absolute asinine idea that Donald Trump doesn't believe that he was actually cheated in the 2020 election. Let me tell you, there you can say a lot of things about Trump that I'll go, well, I don't know. But if you tell me Donald Trump doesn't legitimately think he got cheated in the 2020 election, that is a lie. And that's the bar they've got to overcome in order to invoke all these other indictments. And the rest of them are blowing up. Hey, by the way, where's Fatso Alvin Bragg? Black Jabba the Hutt is what I call him. Where is he? Where is he? His case was the first one. He was supposed to get Donald Trump on those, you know, reinstated charges with Stormy Daniels. Where is he? He should be disbarred. Not only should all those four people I talked about be disbarred, they should be kicked out of government, and so should everyone who supported them. I'm talking every lie these people have supported. Everybody on the J6 committee should never be able to hold public office again. Every one of them. Adam Schiff, Pelosi. We got rid of the two so-called Republicans, Adam Kissinger and Liz Cheney. We got rid of them. What did the Democrats do? They promoted theirs. That should tell you everything you need to know. So Jack Smith could end up in trouble. And if Trump were smart, he'd have private investigators getting on these guys, getting their phone records, pulling stuff. I would expose every last piece of dirty laundry these scumbags, skanks, and other clowns have done, because that's what they deserve. The American people deserve to know the truth. But Fannie Willis, before we close, you hear her little thing? She practically admitted, I did wrong, and I'm here asking the church for forgiveness. And we've all done wrong in our lives. There was not one single thing she said that said, I didn't do what they said I did.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.